AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden is pushing a nationwide effort to get people vaccinated against the coronavirus. Sagar Magani has more.
Biden says an earlier pledge for 100 million shots administered in his first 100 days is just the start. He's proposing a massive plan to boost available doses, vaccination sites, and testing, and unite the nation behind science.
You have my word. We will manage the hell out of this operation.
He's blasting the Trump administration's vaccine rollout so far as dismal and pledging more cooperation with state and local governments who have complained they have no idea about how many doses to expect. Biden's also warning Congress still needs to approve hundreds of billions of dollars to make it all happen. In the meantime, Americans need to keep taking basic precautions, like wearing masks.
I know it's become a partisan issue. But what a stupid, stupid thing for it to happen.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's impeachment trial is likely to start in the Senate after Biden's inauguration. Republican leader Mitch McConnell is telling fellow GOP senators their decision on whether to convict the outgoing president over the Capitol riot will be a vote of conscience. The National Rifle Association files for bankruptcy and moves its charter out of New York to incorporate in more gun-friendly Texas. The announcement comes months after New York's attorney general sued over claims top executives illegally diverted tens of millions of dollars for lavish personal trips, no-show contracts for associates, and other questionable expenditures. One half of an articulated bus dramatically plunged off a bridge in New York City last night, front half hanging over a highway ramp, its fall broken only by the road below. Authorities say the 55-year-old driver with a broken jaw has refused to submit to a drug and alcohol test. Seven passengers had minor injuries. This is AP News. A mystery pigeon in Australia is not a tourist.
The pigeon, named Joe after President-elect Joe Biden, was found in tough shape in Kevin Selly Bird's backyard in Melbourne, Australia. It was tagged.
And it showed up that it's American Racing Pigeon Union.
Instead of being praised for the long journey, officials in Australia, like Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormick, talked about spreading disease and killing the pigeon.
If Joe has come in a way that has not met our strict biosecurity measures, then bad luck, Joe. Either fly home or face the consequences.
Joe is getting a break. The American Racing Pigeon Union says his leg tag was a fake and he is likely an Australian pigeon, not a biosecurity risk.
Good luck, Joe.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Pitbull is part of the ownership of a new NASCAR team, Trackhouse Racing. Pitbull joins with Michael Jordan as celebrity owners ahead of next month's start of the NASCAR season. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.